Do you remember a time when you were last on an airplane traveling?
Yes.
Whether it was just
it's been so long.
The next city over, the next state over, or somewhere international?
It's been so long.
Well, I want to introduce you to my special guest this week. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard Radio Flyer with nonstop service around the world. Heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and now YouTube. Your safety and comfort is important to us, so please direct your attention to your flight team, Freddie Rivera and Michelle Zuno.
First off, welcome to Radio Flyer. My name is Freddie Rivera. I'm here with, on the blue mic, per usual, Michelle Zuno.
Woo-woo.
And let's, for our first time on Radio Flyer, and she drove all the way from Orange County, OC, Natalie Gomez.
Yeah!
Hello.
Welcome.
What
welcome.
A great welcome. The drive was worth it.
Was it? Because she did hit a little bit of traffic.
A little.
Even in quarantine, there's traffic in LA or
just,
Orange County.
Just a little. But I wish I could have gotten on my plane and just flown over here.
Right, exactly.
You know, those
Why
are really...
aren't we there yet? Why aren't we there yet?
We're waiting for you to do your final flight.
I know, right? Can I just get this Uber service, Freddie's Uber service rolling? Just pick everybody up.
So long.
Y'all ready to go or what? I met Natalie Gomez at Kiss FM when I was working there. She was an intern. She went on to do big things. Now working at American Airlines as a flight attendant. She was news reporting before that. Let's take it back to the beginning, though. How did you even become an intern at the radio station?
Honestly, I just applied. And then 4 months later, I get an email out of the blue. And I screamed my head off because it was just such a great opportunity.
Yeah.
But, you know, most of the time in this industry, it's like who you know, right? Uh-huh. Email this, email this person. I mean, your story, Freddie, was just like, I just showed up.
He's just snuck
right?
in.
You just snuck right
in. Hey, you just stop
ready for the job.
Or you can apply one or the other.
Right.
And
I'm
I mean,
a suit. I'm not a threat.
My advice to those out there is show up. You know, you can apply, but show up. But in my case, I did get lucky. And somehow, 4 months later, I got an email saying, hey, we got your application.
Wow.
Come in and interview.
Well, you know, they do a really good job with the internship program when it existed at KISS. And they would go through and, you know, I would go through and look through and contact a lot of people. So they had a really amazing program set up for internships. And if you know anything about me, I am a huge, huge, huge advocate for internship programs anywhere in any industry because it gives you real world experience.
Yeah.
You started as an intern there. That's where you and I met.
Yes, sir. Right before we got in this, I was telling you, Michelle, that even though Freddie and I had like a brief encounter, when you intern for a big company, which was, I think, Clear Channel at that point.
Oh, you were there with the dream then. Wow.
Clear Channel.
Interesting.
You can only do, two, three internships, and then you cap out. I mean, they're just kind of like, hey, we've given you all the resources. Like, go out there
it's
and get
true,
a job.
Because some interns would go for, like, three semesters, and I'm like, why are you here?
And at that point, I wanted my fourth internship, so I I sought out Freddie, and I go, hey, I know you're producing the JoJo on the radio show. Can I be your intern? And you were so gracious. You were like, let me see what I could do. You wanted me to intern, and you saw the passion. You saw my determination, and unfortunately, it didn't work out because it just didn't. But
that would have been really cool, though. But I'm glad it worked out because you and I kept in contact.
Exactly. And here we are 8 years later.
Plus,
and
she was destined to do greater things, maybe. She was destined to fly.
Look, let me tell you this right now. So... You know, these are she's flapping her arms right now. She's flying. So we're taking it from an internship at KISS. Mm-hmm. But then you, I don't even know what you did. What did you do after you left KISS?
Okay, let's see here. I'll give it very short and brief. After KISS, I took a job in North Dakota where I became a news reporter. And I was out there for 2 years.
Nice.
And I loved it. I loved it. But it was not L.A. It was North Dakota.
It's
North Dakota.
It's a challenge to have been spoiled with a city like Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And go to... So North Dakota, did you know anybody there? Did you live there before? Or was it just the job that brought you out there?
No, it was just the job that brought me out there. And, you know, for all your listeners, especially if you want to go into TV broadcasting, you got to go into those small markets. And then you work your way up. mm-hmm. you work your way up. And much like radio mm-hmm. as well, I didn't know anybody. I was just out there on my own. Luckily, I'm a bubbly person, so I was able to make friends.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was a great experience. And then I said, I want to continue flapping my wings. Yep. So like that's exactly what I sought out.
Literally?
She literally wanted to flap her wings.
And I applied to be a flight attendant. And I interviewed with United. They didn't want me. It was a sad day. But then that same day that I got let down by United, I took out my laptop in the airport, too. I remember I took it out. I was like, I'm going to apply to another airline. I applied to American. And 4 months later, I was interviewed. And they flew me out. I got the job on the spot.
Well, you happen to be part of one of America's biggest airlines ever. So yeah. That's a huge, that's a huge, amazing win.
It's a great airline.
Why did you even want to get into aviation? What brought that to your interest?
Okay. Television broadcasting is a very competitive industry. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like you're a one-man show. It's like you're trying to get to the next big market, and it's only going to be you. It's not going to be your team.
Right.
It's not going to be your producer, your photographer. It's just you. And I just wanted to become a part of an actual team. Mm. And so I love traveling. I love meeting people. I can't stay in one place. I got to go.
Yeah. Yeah. We can relate. Yeah. We both can relate to that.
So, you know, when I applied, that was my reasoning. And I just wanted to explore and wanted to get out there and literally flap my wings. And it's the running joke, but when I got out there, when I got hired, you know, I went to training in Dallas. Oh. And then I got based in Boston.
Dallas is like one of the great big airports of the country.
Yeah,
you know?
It is. Dallas, Fort Worth.
What is your first day like in training? Like, what is it like? How do you feel?
Obviously, I'm excited. But let me tell you, those 6 weeks that you are training to be a flight attendant are pretty intense. I mean, mm-hmm. you're learning, you know, yes, flight attendants serve Cokes and they do this, but you're learning medical safety. You're learning sure. how to evacuate that airplane in 90 seconds should mm-hmm. there be a fire. I mean, you're learning all kinds of things related to saving as many people as you can
right.
should a tragedy happen,
yeah.
right? Mm-hmm. Pretty intense, but it was so much fun. I mean, you're sliding on the slides.
I was going to ask you about that. Did
playing
you ride
with
the slide?
Yeah, that's exactly. You're playing with the masks. You're playing with a seatbelt, yeah. the safety
car. The life jacket. Yeah. Inflate here. Blow, yeah. blow to inflate.
Exactly.
I would get on the mic and I'd be like, I'm looking for the Batman. Is he here?
You know what? It's funny that the flight attendants, that they go on the mic and they say funny stuff or they yeah. rap or they yeah. sing or they, and it's actually cool the pilot or the company to let them do that because it puts people at ease that are scared to fly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I've never been scared right. to fly. I was a little girl like ready to go, but there's people that I have flown with on their first flights mm-hmm. and they're squeezing my hand. They're squeezing my arm. They're breathing heavily. They yeah. look like they're going to pass out. And I'm like, it's going to be okay. I'm more yeah. scared in a car than I am in this airplane. And so I feel like people like you, very friendly, make people at ease and calm their nerves.
Are people still scared to fly?
Yes.
And is there a lot of them?
There's a few. It's funny that you bring that up. Or not funny, interesting. One of my last flights, there was a man who was just very stiff. And
yeah.
he was holding this stress ball. And
aww.
And I go over to him and I said, hi, are you doing okay? And he looks up at me and he goes, I'm just a very nervous flyer.
Yeah.
And I smiled and I said, okay, well, I'm here for you. My name is Natalie. You know, if there's anything that you need, this call button right here, I will come check on you periodically. I think I made his experience really well.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Of course.
And now he knows he has somebody that he can rely on if
definitely
he needs to.
And not just me. I mean, my whole team, you know?
Right.
But there are nervous flyers out there. To this conversation, flying is probably the safest mm-hmm. form of transportation.
I agree.
Absolutely. You know, I've gotten to a lot of conversations and debates about that.
Yeah.
And people who are scared to fly, they don't even want to hear that. They're over it. They're like, oh, we know that. But, you know, I do understand the psychology of being inside of a metal tube and you do not have control over what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Or the claustrophobic. I mean, there's too many. It's a crowd. Mm-hmm. You have to sit next to strangers. Exactly.
But if you're like Michelle and I, when we go on vacation, I would be more excited about the plane ride than the actual vacation
itself.
Me too.
I was like, I want to be by the window. I want to look outside. Yeah. I want to see this. Like, so you had training in Dallas, but you said you were based in Boston?
Yeah, so I had training in Dallas 6 weeks. And then what they do is they make you write down a list of the base preferences that you would like to
I didn't know they did that.
Almost like military, like I would rather be here or here or here.
Okay.
So check this out. Boston was my fifth choice.
Oh.
Did not.
What was your first?
What was
She's in Hawaii.
I think it was LAX. Yeah. But in aviation, it's all seniority based.
Right.
So the higher seniority you have,
right,
the better standing it puts you to be where you want to be.
Yeah.
So I got my fifth choice. I went to Boston.
You're so brave. She's like, let's just go. Let's go here. That's true. Let's go here.
Have you ever had a passenger horror story? Like, you know, complete diva. Like you had to take him off the plane or
push you the call button every 5 seconds. I need you. And you're like, listen, I don't have enough time for you.
You know, you hear of these stories where these passengers are like belligerently drunk coming onto the flight. And they've just had a little too much outside of the airport. Then they come onto the airplane, and we're trained to spot these things, right?
Yeah.
It didn't happen directly to me. It happened to my coworker, but this passenger came in, and he wasn't aggressive by any means. He was just drunk. Oh, hello, you know, flirting and ringing that call light button, asking for more drinks, but it was a sad day because we did have to kick him out of the flight. Oh. He couldn't fly like that, you know?
Yeah.
It was just a danger to us. It was like a 3-hour flight. So
does that delay the flight? Like you have to tell him to get his stuff. He starts a panic. He gets mad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, Lewis, when we flew to, I have a wild, crazy friend named Lewis Love. We went to,
I don't even want
to
know.
We went to London. It's like, what is that? Like a 10-hour flight?
Yes.
So I guess producer Ruben drives us to LAX. I'm living in Los Feliz at the time. And he buys a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Not the big one. Not the regular size. You know, the more individual size one. He downs the entire bottle of Jack Daniels. And he's drunk. And he's feeling great.
And you can
really
tell when he's drunk.
And he was miserable. Because when you're on an airplane for that long, you dry up. And you just you get so dehydrated and you're... When you start to sober up, it's the worst experience.
And you're like,
so he knew never. Yeah.
Well, you know that you get drunk a lot faster on a plane.
Oh, do you?
The elevation. So like one drink is two drinks.
Oh, good to know. This is why Southwest always sends me those coupons. I'm gonna write that.
Write that down.
I'm writing down notes.
So, okay, have you ever caught or almost caught anybody hooking up?
Wait, has anybody joined the Mile High Club?
That's what we want to know.
In your presence.
Everybody.
Do tell.
I mean, I'm just kidding.
Hey, wink, wink. I'm going to use the restroom.
All right, listen up.
Head nod.
If you're going to go and join the Mile High Club on a plane, just do it on a night flight.
A good idea, because people are sleeping.
Night flight. Okay, got that.
Don't do it during the day.
Don't do it during the day. It's too much.
You're going to get caught.
Yeah.
Night. Everybody's sleeping. The flight attendants are trying not to bother everyone sleeping, you know? So they're usually in their galley doing their walkthroughs, but, you know.
It happens.
I mean, you know.
It's very small.
I'm not endorsing it. However, if you wanted to.
If it were to happen, were it to happen in a restroom or in the seat?
That's however you want it. I mean.
I seen a video the other day. And it can happen in a seat.
It can.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I've seen tits.
You've seen tits.
Woo! And I do want to say, I'm not endorsing that you go join the Mile High Club.
On the record,
of course
not.
Because that is means for kicking you off the flight.
What makes a really good passenger? Like who belongs in your favorite category? What type of passenger is that?
Oh, gosh. Easy. The passengers that smile and say hi. Say, how are you?
Yeah. Or say thank you when they're leaving.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you want to come onto the flight and maybe hand me like some chocolate or a little gift basket because you are very thankful that I'm here, you'll make it onto my favorite passenger.
Even like during the holidays, list. You know, you when yep, I exactly. see flight attendants and you want to, you know, and you can do that. Mm-hmm. They'll accept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can tip and different things like that. Oh, I think that's great, especially around the holidays. You think, I'm going to see my family, but sorry, you can't because you're on this,
yeah,
you're
so on this flight exactly. working. Exactly.
You know, I do want to talk about that, though. Even though we don't get to be with our families during the holidays, during all these special events, like mm-hmm. the flight attendants who are very passionate about what they do, I wouldn't say they don't care, but because they're so passionate about flying mm-hmm. and just they love their job, they really don't care that they're working those holidays.
Yeah, it doesn't faze them that they're
– Exactly.
You know, it's Christmas Eve.
It's part of the job.
It is part of the job. Yeah. Exactly. But – the dogs, you know, like
we were going to ask
therapy.
About that.
Oh, I mean, we were talking about emotional support animals.
Mm-hmm.
What did they pass? What's the deal with that? So like now they can't bring the peacock and the horse anymore or what?
No little piglets, no skunks. I mean, no.
Darn it.
It's twofold. I'll tell you. I'm sorry. It was getting ridiculous.
I've never seen anybody bring any animals. So I've never seen it.
Somebody brought a peacock. Did you see that video? That was all on YouTube or something. It just gets ridiculous.
I have not seen it.
But then the other side of me is like for people who do have this condition and need that emotional support, it has hurt them at
especially
the end of the day.
A kid. Like you want your animal there with you because you're nervous. Or something, I could see that.
Yeah. They need to figure out a better system on how to determine who is an emotional support animal and who isn't. Because
definitely.
You can go on these websites and you can get this certificate that says yeah. this is an emotional support animal
buy
for like
$200.
Vest. Exactly.
Is the food better in first class compared to coach?
Oh, yeah. Hands
is it
down.
Really?
Of course, yeah. Huh? Oh, they have cooks making it and chefs.
Uh-huh,
and
yeah. You know what, though? The food makes you fat. Like,
why? What?
Because of all the preservatives that are put into it so
yeah.
that it stays fresh, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's so funny because when you get on a flight, you take care of the flight deck. And the flight deck usually, they have meals. Like, they have crew meals
mm-hmm.
for them. But there would be so many pilots who would be like, are you taking food today? And they're, oh, no. I stopped eating that and I lost 15 pounds.
Every time I eat on the plane, the plane mm-hmm. food, and I always liked it. You know, I never complained.
Yeah.
But I always got bloated afterwards. Mm-hmm. I just felt like a balloon.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I just like, oh, is it the cabin pressure mixed with the food? Am I not drinking enough water?
It's all of it.
It was preservatives in the food,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's true. If you don't eat on a plane, you'll feel great walking off.
Yeah.
You really will.
Yeah.
So what do you guys do then? If you don't eat on the plane, you just wait till you get off the plane
or do
and
you
eat?
Bring or? Your own food?
You bring your own food. I did a mix of both. I would pack my own lunch, and then there'd be leftover food. So, of course, I'd dig into the filet mignon and the lasagna and the bread and the nuts.
Yeah.
And you get very crafty as a flight attendant in how to package your food. And mm-hmm. we can keep it cool. Obviously,
yeah.
we have the coolers and stuff. But there's these things. There's, like, portable microwaves that you, like, plug in,
know,
in your hotel. And it's,
yeah.
like, a... Gosh, it looks like a cooler,
okay.
but essentially when you plug it in, it heats,
mm.
right? Because sometimes we'd go to these hotels and they wouldn't have microwaves,
yeah.
or they'd be
I
in the
hate
lobby.
That.
Yeah,
right.
I travel a lot.
I hate that too. So these flight attendants, I mean, they've become so innovative where it's like, I'm just going to bring my own things. And they'd have their own microwave, their own blender.
yeah, because you have those little mini ones, mm-hmm. the little mini blenders now to make your smoothie and all that.
Yep, you have like the... the AeroPress to make mm-hmm. your own coffee. There's so many resources
what a
out there.
Life.
Those
I get,
are
I get
travelers.
So
that's the life
excited.
Of a
excited. I love that.
I get excited hearing that, and I'm like, I want to know more. I'm like, you know, and I get excited every time I walk into an airport. Every time I walk into any airport, I'm like, oh, cool. And everybody else is like, ugh, airports. And I'm like, who are you?
I know. I don't mind airports because it's something different to see, and then you could buy stuff. They have different shops. It just walk around.
It definitely is a different era right now, though, with COVID
mm-hmm.
and the pandemic. The airports just aren't the same.
I was talking to a pilot on a plane. So I went to for Thanksgiving to go visit family in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to sit next to a pilot. And I told him, I said, hey, so I'm going for my private pilot's license, you know, and we had a struggle, a great conversation. And he said, hang on, because when the pandemic is over, and it will be at some point.
Yeah.
A lot of these big major airlines are working on schools to take pilots from literally the ground level straight to the airlines. they're not just guessing, but they are full-on expecting the aviation industry not just to continue where it left off, but to explode. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're so that's what he was telling me. He goes, they're gearing up for this. I know right now it's the downtime. This is what he told me anyway. So I'm like, it's exciting. That's great. So right now is a great time to continue and do what you got
to
do.
Right now is a great time to finish your cross country flight.
Come on, Wins.
Come on. We got to get in there.
But it was exciting to hear that, though, and that they're still expecting the aviation industry to just boom, continue to boom.
Well, in your case, too, even pre-pandemic, they were expecting or forecasting a pilot shortage. A lot of people retiring. And then with this pandemic, a lot of more pilots retired.
That's good for you.
Can we lower the price of flight school?
I know.
It's extremely expensive.
Yeah.
Man.
Didn't I see you go on a couple trips international? Did you get to do that, right? When you do get to go to these trips, do you have to go alone?
So I had the chance to work an international trip. Mm-hmm. And the only reason I had the chance to work an international trip was because I was on standby at the airport. Mm-hmm. And one of these senior mamas is what we call them. They forgot their passport.
Oh, shoot.
So if you, as a flight attendant, if you forget your passport, you can't fly.
Yeah, you can't.
Girl, you forgot your equipment, your required equipment.
Wow, that's a fail.
So this lady forgot her passport. So I'm in the crew room and they call my cell phone. I missed the call. I was like in the bathroom. Then they call like the actual crew room phone and I answer it. They're like, flight attendant Gomez? Yeah, that's me. They're like, hey, okay, so we need you at gate D4. You're going to Dublin.
Yes.
And I'm just in the crew room like,
cool.
I'm going, what? And so this lady on the phone's like, okay, take a breath for me. You need to be at D4. The flight goes out at 16:30.
Right.
And you need to get out there now. And I went to Dublin, Ireland. That's awesome. That's how I was able to get out there.
So when you're working, I would imagine international flights are cool, domestic flights cool, whatever. But do they give you, or is there any way for you to delay coming back so you can actually enjoy a little trip?
Usually with these international trips, you have like 24-hour layovers. Mm. So you have enough time to sleep, and then you have like 8 hours to go prance around the city of your liking. And it's a fun life.
That sounds fun.
It's nothing like, you know, that new show, Flight Attendant on HBO Max.
Oh, I heard about it.
It's a good show, but parts of what it shows is exactly how it is, but not all of it, you know.
It's glamorized.
I didn't see it.
I haven't seen it, but I kind of heard about it a little bit.
Yeah, the glamour of it is you get to go from city to city, and you get to explore, and you get to try new food, and you get to just that's be up so in the cool. air, 35,000 feet above, and it's like the most beautiful feeling ever.
How do you maintain a relationship?
Luckily, when I was flying, because sadly I was furloughed due to the pandemic.
Sure,
I wasn't in a relationship. So
okay,
what's really cool about becoming part of the aviation family, whether you're a pilot, a flight attendant, whether you work in the professional building headquarters, you get travel benefits that can extend out to your spouse, your children. You have what's called a registered companion. And
okay,
that could be your boyfriend.
Yeah, so that could be your boyfriend. So
so you don't have to go alone.
They can fly on your trips with you.
Oh, that's cool.
If there's space.
Yeah.
And they can stay in the hotel with you.
Okay.
And enjoy that layover with you. But of course, you'd have to find someone who's flexible.
Right. Yeah. Right. That can go at any given moment.
Exactly.
Find somebody with no job.
Come on. Like, you want to just travel with me every time I'm traveling?
Do you get enough time to meet people on these trips when you're out to different cities?
I mean, I got a few numbers on the flights.
Oh, there you go.
Well, she's such a pretty girl. I would imagine that everybody's like, hey, what are you doing after this? And you're like, flying back home? I mean, I don't
know. I want to know.
How did the number get written down, given?
Yeah, yeah. So what was it like?
Most of the time, a cute passenger walks through that plane. And of course, all the flight attendants are like,
I got that section.
Right? But what's really nice is that you work with so many different personalities. Mm-hmm. You don't work with just 20-year-olds, just 30-year-olds. You're working with 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 60-year-olds, you know? And it's, I mean, it's so much fun because you have these older ladies like, "Hey, I don't see a ring on your finger. Look at that guy. He's cute," you know? Or you'll tell them, "Oh, he's really cute." And of course, when you're passing by that beverage cart, they're like, "Okay, this is your chance." You serve him that soda and you like talk him up and, you know, her or him, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just dialogue.
To answer
your question, you just have a nice conversation, and if they're intrigued, they'll come back to the galley and keep talking to you. And
you're technically still with American Airlines. Do you plan on going? What is the future for Natalie Gomez in 2021? What are we looking at?
Oh my goodness, Freddie! Gosh, that's the $1 million question.
It's a loaded question.
That's a loaded question right there. Listen, my passion is aviation. My passion is telling stories as well. And what I would like to do going forward is secure a position where I can do both, where I'm working for the airline and telling stories and working on their communications team.
That's a good idea.
This is why I say I want to be in a position where I can do both aviation and communications, because I have the passion for both of them, right? There's so many flight attendants who, like, have their own YouTube channels who, like, literally document, like, "Okay, guys, I'm on the flight. Yeah. Here I am doing my makeup." And
I wanted to ask you about that. So how far can you go with this with the airlines?
What are you allowed to do? Yeah, exactly.
I mean, their social media policy is just don't shine bad light on the company that you work for. Mm-hmm. But
who have you run into?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of serving Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics.
So did you
and
know?
And he has the cutest little kid who was terrorizing the airplane. Jason Tatum, if you hear this, he's so cute. Your kid is so cute.
He's so cute.
Did you know who he was when he walked in?
Absolutely not.
It would have to be like another flight attendant that's such a Boston Celtics fan. It was like, do you know who that is? Exactly.
Natalie, is there anything that you wanted to say? Last question before we end the podcast. If somebody wants to become a flight attendant, what should they do? How should they do it? You know, once this pandemic is back to, or once we're back to, you know, whatever normal life is?
Oh, yeah, definitely. So first and foremost, when they are hiring for flight attendants, they're looking for a room of people, right? I mean, you don't have to be solely in a position where you're meeting people all the time, where your face is out there. They're hiring everyone. They want diversity on those planes.
So you don't have to be a certain type of person to be a flight attendant.
No, you don't. You have to be you.
That's good.
And that's how you go into those interviews, simply being you. Apply to every airline, because chances are one airline's going to want you, one is not. Mm-hmm. And then if you get that interview, make sure you stand out by saying that you are a people person, because you have to be a people person.
Right.
Another thing is be flexible, be willing to relocate. Mm-hmm. And I know these things sound scary to relocate and
scary.
Be flexible, but there's just, there's so many rewards when it comes to just joining aviation and just seeing out there and the travel benefits. And it's
what
just
about like relocation fees, any of that? Do they help you move or
no
program? Mm-hmm. You have to just go find your own place, your own room, your own, and they give you a little bit of time to get that done?
Yep. They give you about 5 days after training.
Yeesh.
And then
they're like, "You better find a place to go. Yeah. If not, you're going to be living out of a hotel."
Yeah. Wow. But if you want to be a flight attendant, make sure you're a people person. Stand out on that application. Do not go in saying, "I want to be a flight attendant because I like to travel."
Right.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. You have to stand out more than that.
You got to stand out. You got to make sure that you let them know you want to be a part of a team. You want to just experience the world. You just have a diverse kind of skill set, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Keywords, note them.
Do you know somebody named Stella?
Fly with Stella.
Yeah,
I do. She works for American.
Yeah.
She got her own blog and everything. Yeah. And
I'm going to have to check that
out. Know, if you can add this on.
Yeah.
If people are interested in becoming a flight attendant, follow Fly with Stella. She has great tips.
Fly with Stella, yes. Yeah. A friend of mine, Pilot Kelsey, who at 74 Gear, he flies a 747 And he's good friends with Stella. And that's how I got to see both of their YouTube channels cross-promoting each other. And she has a great channel with a gigantic following.
She really does.
Good energy,
really
good personality.
Does. Yeah.
Fly with Stella.
Yep.
Natalie Gomez, all the way from Anaheim. Let's give it up for Natalie!
Yay! Thank you so much for coming.
You guys asked me a great amount of questions, and I'm just so lucky to be here and really talk about aviation and that life. And
yeah.
This is Radio Flyer. My name is Freddie Rivera. Michelle Zuno on the blue microphone. Radio Flyer can be heard on all platforms that play podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. To get a full recap, FreddieRivera.net. And Natalie Gomez, close out the show.
I can't wait to travel.
Yes. We agree.